escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. He's off to Nantucket. We've got Wiggy, we've got Curtis, we've got Chime and Jackson. Everybody else got their leads in, but I still need to do mine. Quick one for me today. A little bit of an update because we brought up smelling salts the other day when it comes to the NFL, and it seems like beep, 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 they're backing it up. The NFLPA is informed players that it just goes to the teams. The teams are no longer allowed to give out smelling salts or any type of ammonia inhalant during pregame activities, games, and halftime on the sideline or in the locker rooms. But it seems as though players themselves can bring in smelling salts and do it on their own.
What do you think next road show we all do it right before?
Just to see what you know what it does?
Right. I mean, I do it on Monday if someone brings them in.
Yeah, I've done it a million times over. I used to have them. So, okay, so basically you can go to Amazon, buy a bunch of them, take them in the locker room with you. All right, I guess if that's what they, you know, if the NFL feels like, all right, this is our way of keeping our hands clean of it.
But yeah, the NFL owners are such hypocrites. Like, so you're concerned about the player's safety, so you're getting rid of smelling salts. But, Wednesday night football on Christmas, we're going to play three games after your last game.
Yeah.
What's more damaging to your body?
Exactly. And it's like the concussion protocol thing. Like, yeah, okay, maybe the concussions can be covered up if you take a hit of the smelling salts, and it's harder for the medical staff to figure out if you have a concussion or not.
Oh, really?
That's basically what they were saying.
Yeah, that's why they're saying
Yeah. It was that if you suffer a concussion and you smelling salts, it's harder for the medical staff to determine if you are concussed.
Why? Because the smelling salt like
wakes you up
from that
fog, potential
concussion.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's basically what they're saying. To me, this seems like Roger Goodell heard the outrage, whether it was from George Kittle or other people, and said to the NFLPA, like, oh, no. I'm just saying the teams can't give it out. I don't really see the difference. But in my mind,
it keeps their hands clean if something does happen.
Yeah.
It keeps their hands very clean if something does. I mean, I used to use it every series. Like, guys, you know, some guys use
George Kittle said he uses it for every play.
Yeah, I don't know about every play.
He said every play.
Yeah, every drive, every series. You know, like, you're on the sidelines, come back from a TV timeout, get a couple quick hits of smelling salt.
And what, it just energizes you?
No, it's just like, you know, it's like if you ever smelt something that is like, wow, that just kind of went up in your nose and just like
horseradish.
Yeah, like exactly.
Right. Yeah, right. It's just like cocktail.
That, you know, wake you right up.
You know who could have really used that? Remember the Colts coach, Jim Caldwell?
Yeah. Mm.
He could have used some smelling salts. Right. He always looked like he was half asleep on
the
sideline.
Well, he never talked, so I think that a lot of people
feel like,
Todd
Bowles could use some too.
Todd
is very low energy.
A former player, you think he might have used some in his time too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very interesting.
I bet Dan Campbell uses them every
Yeah, he probably has a lozenge.
Yeah. Yes.
You know who could use it too? Mike out in Miami.
Oh, Mike McDaniel.
Maybe put down the vape, maybe pick up the smelling salts.
I like that.
That could maybe help.
You crush a bunch of them and then you put them in a cup and then you put something over the cup and then that's when you really get a good shot.
What do you mean? You put something.
Didn't Edelman say that's what Brady used to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, the little Gatorade cups?
Yeah.
You get a bunch of them, you open them up, you put them in that cup, and then like, rather than doing one, you got them in this cup, and then you just kind of like, you know, it's like, whoo, let's go.
And when you were playing, so the training staff could do that for you.
Yeah, you just get them. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah. It comes in the little tubes, right?
Yeah, you know.
But
I've
never seen
them. No. They're like this
like
big.
Like packets. Right.
At Rivers, we had Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah. it looks like a little thing, and then you just squeeze it, and that's what kind of breaks it, get some in here.
All right. Well, that was my lead this morning. Very interesting to see how that'll pan out this season. Walter wants to talk about Wiggy's lead this morning. I can never get this. Here's Walter. Walter, good morning.
Hey, Wiggy, everything you said was right about Caitlin Clark except one thing. Like, she's basically Kyrie of the league because she's exciting. She brings a thing, but she's not the best player. She's not better than Breanna Stewart. She's not better than Shisha Carter. She's not better than Asia Wilson. But she's the one who puts the buckets in the seats.
Yeah.
So the way they're beating up on her, that's wrong because they should be celebrating her in the league. But a lot of players are upset because, like what you said a minute ago, she's the best player and she's not.
Right.
It's like, think about it. Her and Paige came out high school to game at the same time. Paige was the number one player in the country. They both were freshmen. Paige won freshman of the year. If you look at their numbers this year, Paige's numbers are better than hers, efficiency-wise, as rookies. But they don't get the shine as her. So I agree with you. To me, the money thing is hilarious when you're losing $40 million a year. But you got to understand why some of the players in the league are upset because they're treating her like she's the best player, and she's not.
But Walter, they is the fans. The fans are your clients.
No,
if they like someone, then you should help them support them liking that person.
I agree, Curtis. I just said that. I said she's the money person. Everybody in the league should get behind it. I agree.
But why
are
they mad about that? You should be happy.
Because kind of what he said, Asia Wilson is probably the best player in the league, right?
If you get more fans in the stands, then you get more money for
the
players.
Right, no, but I think, and I get what he's saying, and I kind of said it, she's viewed as being the best player in the league, but there are other players that are like, wait a second here. We're actually, Asia Wilson, I think she was a two-time league MVP. And I'm not saying Caitlin Clark is not good. But they look at it like, wait a second, why are we not at least close to her when it comes to what people are talking about? Why are we not like, and this is where I think the jealousy comes in from players of all races. Wait a second, I'm just as good, if not better than her. Why am I not getting the same type of coverage on ESPN?
But then it's confusing because when it comes to fan attention and media attention, it almost seems like they're annoyed once they do start getting the attention. So it's like, well, you can't have it both ways. You can't want to be on the same level as Caitlin Clark and get the same attention as Caitlin Clark and then kind of put your nose up at it when it comes your way.
Right. You can use the microphones in front of you to talk about the great players in your sport without denigrating the fans that just arrived because of Caitlin Clark. And what I see from, like, is Vin Diesel the best actor in America?
No.
Okay, but the Fast and Furious series
franchise
did amazing in the box office, and he got paid a ton of money. I didn't see,
but
you know, Carrot Top bitching about it.
It's ironic you bring that up. Here's the Caitlin Clark, Vin Diesel comparison. When they put The Rock in one of the Fast and Furiouses, that is like, why
can't Fast Five?
Fast Five. It was a Fast Five.
The best Fast. It's the best Fast and Furious movie.
So when they put the Rock in, Vin Diesel became second fiddle to The Rock because of who The Rock was, and there was animosity between Vin Diesel and The Rock, which led to an almost, you know, physical altercation because of, wait a second, Vin Diesel's like, this is my franchise.
Because they jealous of us.
Right.
Amen. That's actually what he said.
And that led to, and it's similar to the Caitlin Clark situation where you have these other great players who have kind of been in the league and have played, and then but Caitlin comes in, and even though she's good.
But it's not applicable because the Fast and Furious movie franchise was remarkably profitable before The Rock arrived.
No. I'm just saying
that's the
relationship
difference
that they had.
I understand. But the difference is that The Rock was incredibly profitable. I'm sorry. The Fast and Furious franchise was incredibly profitable before The Rock arrived. And then you sit there, and what you're doing with the WNBA is at every opportunity where you have new people coming to see your product, you're lecturing them about why they're there for the wrong reason.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I wonder, and I think I asked you guys this off air. I feel like it's getting to the point where it is headed in the right direction, but if they continue this, I feel like people are just going to get annoyed and they're just going to be like, you know what? I'm done with this league because it's a mockery. It's a joke. People are always complaining. You know how people get. They might be like, you know, hey, listen, I try to give you a chance, but every, like you said, Courtney, everything's negative.
Yeah, well, let's hear from another woman, somebody we love. Maria is calling in about this. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. God, a woman so flippin' catty. I just can't even stand it. Caitlin Clark she may not be the best player in that league, but she's certainly the most popular player in that league. And she should be promoted as the face of that league, and the rest of her colleagues and peers should be jumping on board to support that and help foster the growth that that league needs instead of taking hot shots at her. It is just, it, can you imagine if this was, you know, if we had Connor McDavid in the East Coast here, how much more popular the NHL and profitable the NHL would be? Like, roll up your sleeves, ladies, do the work, and stop being catty little you-know-what.
Yeah, if I was the commissioner of the
call, Maria.
Good job. If I was the commissioner of the WNBA, I would take Caitlin Clark to a back room, sit down with her, say, hey, listen, here's what I need you to do. We really want this league to take off. I'd show her some clips of Larry Bird and his trash talking and, you know, afterwards. And I would be like, lean into that.
Oh, God.
That's
why she's loved, is she's viewed as not that person.
Right, but if she leaned into that, I think she would be even more loved, and it would, and the rest of the league.
You'd take her to douche lessons?
Yeah, because I think the rest of the league would then elevate. And maybe
she's a good trash talker, though.
Right, but I think she's such a...
She should spend time with Aaron Rodgers for a week.
She's, like, so humble, like, on her post-game. If she leaned into being like, you know what? I'm putting this league on my back. So, hey, ladies, if you want to go to where I'm going...
You know how they would react to that?
It would be like... I mean, it would just... I think it would take... You, like you said, the eyes would then go be like, oh, I want to watch this all the time.
She should be at the WWE.
No, but I think that's what elevated the Magic Bird thing. Magic was this smiling all the time, loving life, you know,
right.
Where, you know, he didn't really trash talk, where Bird was like, you know, I'm better than him. I can't believe, he would go, I can't believe you got this white guy covering me. Like,
right.
He leaned into that.
He was an alpha's alpha.
But that's who he was, right?
Yeah.
And the league, I think, really took off, obviously, because of the rivalry. But I think if Bird was just humble and didn't really, you know, if that wasn't who he was, it still would have had success, but it wouldn't have went to that next level.
All right. Well, I see all the calls coming in right now. We'll get to those after the break. But right now, we got to get to what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox have the Padres out west tonight, 9:40 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to Little League, Braintree went to extra innings with Bedford, New Hampshire last night, and they punched their ticket to the Little League World Series. So congratulations to Braintree. The Patriots have action tonight. They have their first preseason game with the Commanders, 7:30. Kickoff at Gillette. Before that, Tom Brady's statue reveal will be at 6 p.m. You can live stream that on the Patriots website.
Yes. Fun fact, story by Chad Graff in The Athletic today, very good about the Brady-Belichick comparison. Why isn't Belichick getting a statue?
Uh-huh.
The number one professional athlete that Brady is compared to is Jordan. One with six, one with seven. Phil Jackson does not have anything at the United Center in Chicago. There's the Brady statue.
Hmm.
And then on the other side of that coin, you have the Dallas Cowboys, who have had, you know, championships all over the years.
Right.
The only statue is of the coach, Landry. Nothing
do
for
you,
Aikman or for
Do you
Emmitt
think
Smith.
The Jordan Phil Jackson is because Jordan was there before Phil and they were there for a shorter period of time when they won their championships? It wasn't this...
Two decades.
Yeah, it wasn't this, like, you know... 20-year run.
Right, and unlike Bill, Phil Jackson enhanced his career when he left, winning titles with the Lakers.
Right.
Maybe.
Reminder, we have Mike Vrabel on Monday for the first hit of the season. He'll join us at 6:30 a.m. Elsewhere in football, quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a broken pinky during the Colts' first preseason game against the Ravens last night. He's now day-to-day, and as for the Ravens, cornerback Bilal Cohn tore a ligament in his left knee. He will be out all season. And over to the Chargers, left tackle Rashawn Slater suffered a ruptured patellar tendon during practice yesterday. That's a season-ending injury just 11 days after signing a four-year, $113 million contract extension. 92 of that is guaranteed. And visit the 99 restaurant the day after the Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. Every time we do these reads for the 99, it makes me want to go to the 99.
I love the 99.
I just haven't been there in a bit. I need to go. Is the Charlestown location, it hasn't closed yet?
No, I was at a birthday party over there a couple months ago. Still thriving.
Okay, what's your favorite thing at the 99?
The tenders.
Oh, no. Potato skins.
The Gold Fever wings?
Oh.
I love
the best in the business.
So good.
Their potato skins are really good,
though. Potato skins, okay.
Yeah, with the sour cream on
top. You know who I saw you and Santa were there recently? You know who has sneaky good potato skins?
Who?
Buffs.
Oh, we got them. Very, very good.
So good.
Yeah. Do they go full-on sour cream chives bacon?
Yep. Everything.
And cheese.
No, there's cheese. Yeah. That is what's trending. Coming up, we're going to get to your calls. We're also going to get to They Said It in the news.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Greg Hill Show, happy Friday. Courtney in for Greg. Greg's on his way to Nantucket for the week. I am headed today to Lake Winnipesaukee, one of Wiggy's favorite places for the evening. Santo's playing golf tomorrow morning, so we're going to go out tonight, spend time with his dad and stepmom. And
there you go.
Lovely. Harry, looks like a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, Harry's going to run around and enjoy his time, so that'll be very good.
Awesome.
We have They Said It coming up, but I see everybody lined up on the phone, so let's get to some of you guys. Let's get to Tom in Concord. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Perfect tune there. Because Curtis, you're talking about WNBA and Vin Diesel, and yeah, people aren't jealous of the Vin Diesel movies, but they are. You know, Marty Scorsese, Francis Ford Coppola, Jodie Foster, even Jason Statham from the Furious movies, they were all over the Marvel movies. And what movies made more money? You know, those folks are probably better filmmakers, but jealousy is just, you know, basic human emotion.
That's a good point right there, because they do look at Marvel as the actors that go over there, like...
Scorsese's the worst.
Yeah, like,
but like they look down on the people?
Oh, yes, they look down. They look down
he's
on the actors, everything.
Well, Scorsese's not an actor.
Right. No, but he looks down on the directors. He looks down on those people who
I'm talking about contemporaries of Vin Diesel, people that are also in his field that are acting, not the people that direct the movies or build the studios.
Yeah, do actors look down on actors? Because they take it as a money grab?
Like as an
outside of Spike Lee getting angry at Sandra Bullock for winning the Oscar for Blindside, give me an example of someone else
of an actor who
was critical of how other movies are profitable.
Man,
because right. I get it. That's different. You're not talking about apples to apples, Tom.
I'd have to kind of do some digging, but I forget there was somebody who an actor who was complaining about people doing. Actors are doing that, those type of movies, was like, it's not really acting.
Right, but if you don't have to do any digging to find the WNBA bitching about Caitlin
Clark. Well, no, I mean, I don't recall who it was off the top of my head, but it'll come to me.
All right, here's Rob from Swampscott. Morning, Rob.
How you doing, folks?
Good, how are you?
So, good. So, I just got in and I heard you guys talking about WNBA and players complaining and who's really the best player and everything else and who's, you know, favorable with the fans. There's a piece here that I think people are missing. And I understand the piece about being catty towards someone who's getting attention when you're not. But from a fan perspective, there's two things that they look at. They look at how you play and they look at how you act. And how you act either resonates with fans or it doesn't. So it doesn't make a difference how good you are. If you act like a jerk or if you act like an ingrate, then you're not going to get fans jumping over to your side of the boat. And I think that's what people are missing here. And these players that are, I don't want to use the word jealous, but miffed or whatever, upset that a certain player is getting attention and they're not, then maybe you want to look at how that player is actually acting off the court as well. And if you conduct yourself in a manner similar, then maybe you'll find more fans are resonating with you.
Yeah, I would say that that's not entirely true because Tiger Woods is far from cuddly and Kobe Bryant wasn't, Larry Bird wasn't. Like, there are a lot of male superstars that have garnered a massive following without being, you know, smiling and warm and cuddly.
He said it that they're he didn't say, I don't know what, he goes, it's jealousy, but maybe I don't know what it is. No, they are jealous that she gets the boatload of the pub, and they're jealous because they feel they're better than her on the court as players or of equal talent. Why are we not getting publicity for our skill on the court?
Here's Randy in Providence. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I was calling in to say I think that the real comp is modeling. Because the modeling field, women make astronomically more than men, and it would be ridiculous for men to run around complaining about that when we also, you know, do not support the profession in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's really set our industry back, to be honest, the modeling field.
You would know.
Those catwalks. I understand. I do. Like, if you're Diana Taurasi and you've had to go to Russia, which sounds horrible, yeah, and you've had to sacrifice all of this time and money from the United States to get paid what you view to be equal worth is one thing. But the way they've gone about it is just so backwards. Like, Caitlin Clark is a gift. She is someone that has brought thousands, maybe millions of people to your sport. And at every turn, you have mocked those fans, judged them for why they support someone that they view as inferior to themselves. Mm. It's like it happened to Tiger, you know, and there was legit jealousy and rage from Phil Mickelson and
from players.
Right. But eventually they all came around to understand that he has changed the entire future of their financial portfolios because of the amount of people
right.
he brought
but
in.
But in the long run, he made them so much more money than they right. could have ever dreamed of.
But
right.
I think the difference between the Tiger Woods comparison and golf is golf was such a major sport that people watched before Tiger got there.
But it really wasn't anywhere
near
what it is.
But it's nowhere like the WNBA
That's
was before Caitlin Clark got
That's
there.
Fair.
I mean, like, golf wasn't losing money. The PGA wasn't losing money
right.
before Tiger got there. Like, it was still a lot of fans, a lot of people watching. Yeah, Tiger took it to another place.
But more women play basketball than people played golf when Tiger started. Like, the sport was popular.
Like, if you look at, like, and it's because it's crazy, because if you look at women's basketball, like, people tune in and watch it during college basketball season, like, you know, especially yeah. during the tournament.
Right.
You know, they pack out the arenas when they're playing. But it's just, I think it's, like you said, part of, you know, the Caitlin Clark and them not welcoming her and being like, hey, she is a beast, man. I love playing against her. You know, whatever it is, it's just kind of like, well, why am I not getting $25 million from Gatorade?
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a break from that, and let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is presented by Catchus Law, who are honoring the people who built this city. Help Catchus nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build, drive, or care for our city. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate a hero today. Every month, Catchus Law will pick a nominee to receive a prize package that includes $1,000 cash, tickets to a baseball game, and your photo on a billboard. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com today to nominate your hero. Where are we going to start today, Shime?
Well, Courtney, let's begin in football. Yeah, I almost stumbled there.
They do look similar.
Yeah. That's just normally who asks me that question, I guess. But let's start in football. Let's start with Travis Hunter. He popped on with Kay Adams because Kay gets every interview at every football camp, apparently. And so she talked to Travis Hunter. And Travis Hunter wants you to know that he can do this all day. He is not tired at all about playing both ways.
How hard is what you're doing out there?
It's not hard at all, if I'm being honest. I have the first off day that we had, and I came back and did both sides. That's the only thing that got to me. But after that, I've been good.
You're like a human smelling salt or something. Have you gotten tired at all?
Nah. Like I said, like after the first off day, I got a little tired. I didn't do what I needed to do during that off day. But I bounced back the next day, so I was good.
See, all I think she's missing the point, though. It's not about his conditioning. It's about the physicality, right? Can you hold up physically playing both sides of the football? Can you come up and have to, on third down, come up, have to make a third down stop where you got to, you know, where you got to give up your body, whether it's a pulling offensive lineman or going to make a tackle on a running back, and then punt, and guess what? Now you got to go back on the field, and you got to be physical to catch a ball over the middle or a slant
Devontae
route.
Devontae Adams made such a good point. We didn't have it in the clip we played the other day, and they mm-hmm. said it, but he's like, you need to be on some ninja bleep if you plan on catching balls and getting hit by safeties and then coming out on the field and having to tackle Derrick Henry.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like I trust Wiggy and everybody that said this that he's not going to do it. And I don't know what the purpose of continuing, like, you've already signed your contract, I presume. You're right. already drafted, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like a Patriot, old school Patriot right. type of approach.
Deion, like, even Deion, who was considered one of the greatest, you know, two-way players ever,
yep.
just was, like, on offense, he was a gadget guy. Like, he was a guy that they used for gadgets. And he wasn't playing every snap on offense. Like, even Deion Sanders, it's just physically it will take a toll on your body, and then mentally you just don't have enough time in the day to be able to work your craft the way you need to work it. Like, you play the Bengals in week two. You know what Ja'Marr Chase does all day long? He works on being a great wide receiver. So how are you supposed to defend Ja'Marr Chase when you're only putting 60% of the time on your defensive backing?
Yeah, if I were the Jaguars and I wanted to have no issue with this, I would hire Scott Van Pelt's brother, Alex, to be my OC, because he has no idea that he plays offense.
Right. I mean, listen, I think you're going to be a good gadget guy and enjoy that. If you try to go both ways, I'm telling you, physically it's going to take a toll on your body, and just mentally you're not going to be able to. You're going to be thinking of a whole bunch of other stuff.
Wow.
What do you think he ends up doing, the majority of?
That's the biggest question.
It's going to be a majority of defense against the Steelers is what the coach said.
Is that what they said? Yeah. Okay,
Liam Cohen said a little bit more on defense than on offense in that first place.
All right, so they view him more as a corner than they do a receiver.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what's next time?
Well, let's stay in football here, but let's go to Colin Cowherd. Decided to bring up the Chiefs dynasty, and he's not very optimistic. Here was Cowherd.
I think Kansas City, the dynasty part is over. They may win a Super Bowl, but I think their division's too good to be a dynasty. When Nick Saban was at Alabama, LSU couldn't get the right coach, Auburn couldn't get the right coach, and he dominated. But then Georgia got Kirby Smart, and Nick Saban didn't look as dominating. Same with Tom Brady. But because the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills for most of his stay were inept, he'd go 5-1 in division or 6-0. All he had to do is win a couple of playoff games because they'd get a bye. Kansas City deserves all the credit in the world. They've taken advantage of Justin Herbert with bad coaches. They've taken advantage of Denver in a rebuild and the Raiders in a perpetual rebuild. They deserve credit for all of it. But there's never been a division with four head coaches that have been to a Super Bowl.
I think Kansas City, it's more about them going, all right, do we want to try to continue this dynasty? And the way we do that is we got to put weapons around Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce's getting older. I know Rashee Rice is coming back off of his suspension.
He'll have a suspension this year.
Oh, he's coming back off his injury, right?
Correct,
He was hurt last year.
Yep.
But I wonder if they make a run for next big wide receiver that can help them offensively with the guys that they might already have.
How long do you give Travis Kelce?
Maybe like this year and one more year.
Oh, I think he's done after
Same.
This year.
Same.
So, year's his last year?
I think this is the last for him.
I could rock with that.
If I were the Chiefs, I would treat this year like I would get the way the Gronk was sort of treated with kid gloves towards the end.
Yep.
If he plays 8 regular season games, that's fine.
Right.
Like, he just can't be the way he was in that Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, he has to be peaking at the end of the year however he can, because if he's not great,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Chiefs will get to the playoffs. Like, right. I think,
but they need that guy though. I think,
but they're not going to get him. The Chiefs are now the Patriots in that if there's like a disgruntled receiver that is not, you know, veteran disgruntled receiver looking for a home, they all go to Kansas City the way they used to go to the Patriots.
Right.
But outside of that, like, they're
what I'm saying, like, if DK Metcalf, for example, like, if that legit disgruntled receiver wants out of their Terry McLaurin, Right. If you're the Chiefs.
Oh, if I would go. I would trade everything for McLaurin.
Right. Well, if you're the Chiefs.
I don't know that they have the money, though. Like, they traded away arguably the best guard in football.
They have the money. I mean, it's just about wanting to spend it.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know that they want to spend it.
Right, but that's my point. If you want to stay in this dynasty talk and can stay with chasing, you know, the Patriots, and can you be that next great dynasty for, you know, as long as Patrick Mahomes is there, you then have to say, we need to go and get Terry McLaurin. Right. We need to, you know, see what we can do to get DK Metcalf or whatever receiver wants out. Hey, Saquon Barkley wants out of Philadelphia, or that next guy wants out of
the Giants.
We need to see who that is to put them with Patrick Mahomes. And if you do that, that's going to keep you right in the dynasty talk, unless some of those guys that you drafted, whether it's
What if you get the disgruntled Tyreek Hill back from Miami?
Yeah, but I think he's kind of like maybe only has a couple years left, so he could probably continue to help you. But if Xavier Worthy turns out to be good, or the Rice kid turns out to be good, then okay, you have the next guy. But if those guys are just good and you're still missing that legit elite number one wide receiver, that's what you got to do for Patrick Mahomes.
And this is going to be the tough area, because while it's not common, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Broncos, mm-hmm. the 49ers, these teams, this Chiefs team, mm-hmm. and the Patriots have had those three-year, four-year, five-year, three Super Bowl runs.
Right.
Nobody's done what the Patriots did, which is minus coach and quarterback, change the entire roster mm-hmm. and win again. And that's, they're sort of in that transitional period right
now. And the
now.
Chiefs, unlike the Patriots, don't have the luxury of being in a crappy division. Because like Shyam said, Denver's good. The Chargers are good. Mm-hmm. You know, the Raiders.
You got Brady in the division now.
The Raiders are better. But you're going to be
competent at least.
Yeah, you're going to be, you're in a very good division now.
Anything else, Shyam?
Yeah, one more for you here. Celtics president Rich Gotham spoke a little bit to media, and he wants fans not to worry about this season. The Celtics are still going to make it so that their money is worth it when going to games and whatnot.
For our fans, in any scenario with our team, you're going to see a team that's out there working as hard as possible to win. And I don't think it's inconceivable that we will be a good team and a good winning team this year. So I'm not sure it's going to be like the step down that people maybe, you know, anticipate. And for every indicator that we have, people are really excited. There's been nothing that sort of, even though we kind of lost in disappointing fashion, and, you know, JT's injury was tough for fans and for everyone, the excitement is there. I mean, we'll be sold out for the whole year again, and I think, you know, fans will be in for, you know, every time they come to the Garden. It's going to be, you know, they're going to get their money's worth.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I hope so.
Ready.
Yeah, I don't disagree with them. They're going to be sold out. People are going to want to watch because, you know, we're Celtics fans.
It's just not going to have the same allure as last season.
Well, I think it's not going to be, because people are going to be like, oh, we're going to watch. We want to see what type of team they are going to be without Tatum.
Yeah.
I think the expectations are they'll be good. They're probably not a championship contender.
Think we're going to need a bigger duck boat.
But is there a chance that maybe they're not good? You know what I mean? I think people are kind of looking at it like, all right.
You think he was a little too excited.
Yeah. Smelling salts.
Yes. Gotham some smelling salts.
All right, that is what they said in the world of sports. Coming up, we
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got the news. And I won't. A man in East Boston was attacked with a hammer outside of La Sultana Bakery early Tuesday morning. So it happened when 37-year-old Eric Vargas asked the victim to use his cell phone during rush hour, 6:30 a.m. The victim was going into the bakery to just get his morning treat, you know. And when he told Vargas he didn't have a cell phone, Vargas attacked him with the hammer. Luckily, the victim didn't suffer anything but serious injuries, nothing life-threatening. We can hear from one area resident speaking to BZ.
Definitely kind of jarring for that to happen. I guess it's not something that I feel like happens every day. This is the first time that I've really heard something like that happen over here.
So scary. Wow. It does seem like Vargas is schizophrenic. Right. That's come out since, but I mean, very, very scary.
Be careful out there. There's a lot of nut jobs walking these streets.
Yeah. Shyam and I were talking about that before the show, how I'm scared of everybody these days.
You gotta, I can't trust anybody.
No.
You got to be very diligent. You know what I mean?
But I don't even want to look at somebody the wrong way.
Right. One thing I always look at, the shoes. The shoes will tell you.
Okay. Like, like the warden in Shawshank.
Yeah. If the shoes are dirty, be leery.
Okay.
If somebody's kind of coming up to you, asking you questions, asking you for stuff, whatever, just be leery if the shoes are dirty.
Okay.
All right.
Former astronomer CEO Andy Byron is back in the news. So there are reports that he was not just cheating on his wife in the real world, but he was doing so virtually as well. A big OnlyFans supporter.
Oh, wow.
Byron is now believed to have spent over $250,000 on subscriptions, custom videos, video calls with multiple OnlyFans creators. According to The Blast, Andy Byron reportedly spent as much as $40,000 on video calls alone with 23-year-old OnlyFans creator Sophie Rain.
Wow.
Who she's like the top, right?
Right. Is that the one who made $4 million in 1 month that we talked about?
She's like, she's a big time creator.
That's why.
But yeah, there she is. Good
what
job, Mitch.
In the world.
But
this guy's
40K?
A CEO worth millions and millions of dollars.
Also, like, if you're his ex-wife and you have, I believe they have two children, you're like, we have two children and you're spending $40K to video call this 23-year-old? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
College is expensive. You know, I know that you're a millionaire, but at the same time, you have to be smart with your money.
The one move of a camera at a Coldplay concert, talk about unraveling everything.
How do they find that out, though? Isn't that, like, supposed to be private?
Well, I'm sure.
The money you spend?
Yeah, but the OnlyFans creator can share with an outlet.
Oh, okay,
then,
I got you.
Like, if I'm Sophie Rain and I start seeing this guy everywhere, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that guy spent $40,000 last month with
me.
Right. Exactly. Wiggy would have been able to discern this just by looking at Andy's shoes.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Okay. He probably has some nice shoes on.
Ferragamos.
We have a pretty big irrational fear in South Carolina going on. Several radioactive wasp nests have been found in the state at a site that used to produce parts for nuclear weapons. So the first nest was found on July 3rd. The nest exhibited radiation 10 times the level allowed by federal regulations, according to the Energy Department report. It was sprayed to kill any wasps that may have been inside, but when they took it down, no wasps were found. Then three more nests popped up. Those were sprayed and the bees were tested. Now, the bees did have a lower contamination than what the actual nests were, but they were still contaminated with radioactive energy.
Yikes.
And so now everybody's on high alert, hoping that these bees didn't travel elsewhere.
They were spotted on Nantucket.
Oh, I hope not.
This stuff scares me more than, like, the aliens.
Same. 100%.
Because, like, if you know, I've seen enough, read enough superhero comics, seen enough TV shows, that, like, if these things mutated or something, game over.
Yeah. Very, very scary.
That is terrifying.
Or maybe they sting you and you become a bee hero like
wasp
Spider-Man.
Man?
Yeah. So there is a wasp, but I believe she's a lady in Ant-Man.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wasp.
Right.
Let's go to Florida.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Only in close Florida.
Heading to Florida for Labor Day weekend.
You are.
Annual trip. It is the best time to go. Flights are dirt cheap. As long as there's not a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. But guess what? It's hot here. The restaurants are wide open. It is the best time out of peak season to go down there because you got the plane, you got flights are like $200 round trip. Great time. Anyway.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. Well, 29-year-old Autumn Bardisa is behind bars after she posed as a nurse using someone else's license number and provided fraudulent documents to secure a position at an advanced nurse as an advanced nurse tech at Advent Health Palm Coast Parkway. So her bosses started to get concerned that how she was performing was not really matching up with her qualifications on her resume and her license. But they didn't get her fired until after she treated thousands of patients.
What?
Yeah. Here's some press conference audio from WESH.
You know, I would say this is greed or wanting a job so bad that you would manipulate a system and assume somebody's identity to be able to practice. You went to school, but you failed the exam.
Hmm.
It's so crazy,
Can't you just take the exam over at nursing school?
I believe so. I mean, this is such a scary situation. If you're able to give fraudulent documents and use somebody else's license number, when you are at a hospital or you're at the doctor's, I'm my most vulnerable. Like I do not like going to the doctors. It scares me. I don't like being in hospitals. It scares me. I don't like getting shots and getting blood drawn. I pass out. Yeah. And
I think it's the vast majority of people that walk into a hospital and are terrified.
Yeah. But you're putting everything in the hopes that this person taking care of you is good at their job,
right. Reputable.
Has some type of like bedside manner.
Right.
And to think that this could happen, this could slip through the cracks is terrifying.
Was she good at it, being a nurse?
Apparently not. If her bosses started saying like, no, this
isn't
matching
up. Well, she's treated thousands of patients. You think like they would have seen that after like maybe patient five.
That's what I'm saying. If you see that she doesn't seem qualified after like patient three,
right,
then you should be like, all right, you're in the back, you know, you're putting medications together or something. You're not front facing with patients.
Yeah. And I would say there's many things that I bitch about, especially the bike lanes and the traffic and the inept people that run our state and our city. But when you're here, I have far less fear. I have family that gets treated here and in Florida, and just the doctors are all relatively great.
Yeah.
But the nurses, the staff, like the people that right now are driving to all the hospitals in this area are the best of the best.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
We are very fortunate. You don't have to worry about that. Most of all, knock on wood around
here.
Yes.
We have to take a quick break. We have a few more news stories coming up as well as included with Disney adults in the news, Curtis. So
yes,
I know you'll
Disney
like that one.
Disney adults. I love it. In honor of Ken.
Yep.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.